Earlier this year, Wyoming learned that its share of abandoned mine land money was cut in a congressional conference committee. Estimates are that it will cost Wyoming over $700 million, and Governor Meade says the cut hurts as the state will have to find new ways to pay for construction or other one-time projects. Wyoming author and Wyophile contributor Samuel Western recently wrote about the cut. He joins Bob Beck to discuss it.
Sam, it's interesting, this article that you wrote for Wyophile. I think one of the things that I got out of this is maybe that the Wyoming delegation shouldn't have been overly surprised that the AML money was stripped away.
I would agree, Bob. And you know, this AML situation puts our Washington-based delegation in a tough position because historically, a Washington delegation has been appreciated for what they bring back to a state or funds that they protect for a state. And so here is our Congress who is liberating funds from the Abandoned Mine Reclamation Fund. And it's really – it's Senator Enzi and Barrasso and Representative Loomis' job to protect that. But I think the political reality is that is low-hanging fruit, and Congress is going to take that when they think they need to.
Representative Loomis was telling me that an article that appeared in a national publication probably didn't help Wyoming because it called attention to the fact that some of the AML money spent by the legislature this year was going to buildings. Obviously, the big one that seemed to catch everybody's attention was the, I think, $10 million that was going for the arena auditorium upgrade. It seemed to me that the legislature at times maybe forgot that somebody might be paying attention to how they're spending that money.
Oh, I would agree. And in all deference to Representative Loomis, there are a lot of people, especially in Pennsylvania, Representative Nick Rahal from West Virginia, they're keeping a very close eye on where the money goes in Wyoming. It's the transparency is pretty profound. So.
You actually spent a little time in state government. Was there always the opinion that that money could be used for just about anything?
Oh, I would be pretty careful in qualifying that statement. There are so many funding mechanisms, and some of those funding mechanisms have definite qualifiers on them. But Abandoned Mine Reclamation Fund, the scope just broadened and broadened. As some of our listeners may know, this was this trust fund was occurred because the Surface Mine Reclamation Act was passed in 1977, and this was a funding mechanism to reclaim coal mines, which was part of SMACRA, as we called it. And SMACRA has been reauthorized, I think, six times. And it's always sort of been under the radar. It's never been a big deal. And but we just haven't had the budget crises that we've had now. So
Wyoming's delegation and governors in the past have always argued this is Wyoming's money. This is not something that anybody can take away from them. What's your read on that?
2 points. One, it's not necessarily Wyoming's money. The Abandoned Mine Reclamation Trust Fund was funded by a 35-cent per ton tax on strip mines and a 15-cent per ton tax on underground mine. Now, as in most cases, taxes are passed on to the customer. So who really put that money into the Abandoned Mine Reclamation Fund was the buyers of Wyoming coal. Therefore, that would be the people of Missouri or Arkansas, whoever's burning Powder River Basin or Hanna coal, that put the money in, not the people of Wyoming. So I'm not really sure it's our money. And the second point is Congress gets to change its mind. That's sort of a fact of life. And I would qualify that we're proprietary about this money.
Sam, this what does strike me as very interesting in this is you have two members of Congress from Wyoming that are running for reelection. And okay, we need to balance the budget, but normally they wait for the election cycle to get over with before they would do something like this. Did that catch you by surprise as well?
Not really. Well, yes and no. I get the sense there is so much pressure right now on all members of Congress to do something about the budget or, you know, this financial cliff that we're talking about, that I think there's – that people will be, if you will, impolitic, our representatives, because ordinarily they would wait till after the election before doing something like this. But, plus there is pressure on all members of Congress to have unity. When Paul Ryan says, this is our budget – Our Wyoming delegation said, yes, it is our budget, even though it the budget proposed by Representative Ryan, if it had passed, would have stripped all money from Wyoming.
But what's so crazy about this, though, is you do have a member on this committee that didn't have any in Representative Lummis that was not able to stop this from happening.
No. And I don't think – I think you could have been, I mean, I'm the most powerful member of any committee. And maybe that's too much of a sweeping statement. But there are forces that are just at play that are going to make it really tough for those lone voices to say, hey, wait a minute, wait. I mean, because you're going to have to negotiate some sort of deal. What can you give this other person to get back? And Wyoming's in a tough corner.
What does this tell us as we look to the future? We look at budget cuts. We look at balancing the budget. I mean, or is there something that Wyoming should be paying attention to here?
Yes, if I could put it in a single term. One-third of all the proposed budget cuts are going to affect states and political subdivisions. They're going to affect housing, the whole ball of wax. And I think the big picture is that Wyoming can expect a lot less money from Washington in the next 10 years. How much? Don't know. You know, but I think business as usual. I think we were very lucky to get, you know, when the transportation bill was passed on June 29th of this year, I think Wyoming was very lucky to get $750 million for that three-year appropriation. We got a great deal. So,
and we've always had a pretty good deal when you look at Homeland Security and things like that.
Bob, Wyoming has had a great deal from Washington. And I would like more people to put that in perspective, is that we've really – Washington, though we don't like them very much, they've given us billions. You know.
Sam Western wrote about the AML funds in WyoFile. It's at WyoFile.com, and you can always follow Sam there. Sam, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks so much for stopping in.
The pleasure's all mine, Bob. Thanks.